Learning more about recovered top secret files, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Justice Department says there's evidence government records were likely concealed or moved to obstruct their investigation at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
Here's what DOJ is writing in part, quote, in particular, the government developed evidence that a search limited to the storage room would not have uncovered all the classified documents at the premises. The government also developed evidence that government records were likely concealed and removed from the storage room, and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's probe.
Fox's Bill Malugin, the former president, calling the search illegal and a witch hunt. Updated COVID-19 boosters formulated to directly target the latest virus variants, getting the green light today by health regulators. The move by the FDA tweaks the recipe of shots made by Pfizer and Moderna, containing half the original vaccine, with the other half designed to protect against the variants. The hope is that the modified boosters will fend off another winter surge. President Biden is urging voters to elect Democrats in favor of an assault weapons ban.
President Biden told a crowd of supporters in Pennsylvania he's determined to ban assault weapons in the U.S.
We took on the NRA, we're going to take them on again, and we won, and we will win again.
The president lauded a bipartisan gun safety bill passed in the aftermath of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, but says the country is still awash in weapons of war.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A former California prison chaplain who pleaded guilty to forcing an inmate to have sex with him is facing sentencing in a federal court. James Highhouse is accused of abusing several women at the Federal Correctional Institution in Dublin, California. Prosecutors are seeking a 10-year prison sentence for Highhouse, while his attorneys are seeking a 2-year term in prison. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
NASA says it will make another attempt to return a spacecraft to lunar orbit on Saturday.
NASA's top brass says the rocket engines that seem to be having problems cooling before the scheduled launch of Artemis 1 were likely fine, but a sensor might not be working, and so they'll change their procedures for testing.
And we also agreed to move our launch date to Saturday, September the 3rd.
NASA's Mike Serafin, the Artemis 1 mission chief.
We are going to reconvene the mission management team on Thursday, September the 1st, to review our flight rationale and our overall readiness.
Weather isn't expected to be the best, but the forecast can change. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Officials in New York want credit card companies to help track illegal gun purchases.
You may not know about merchant category codes, but each time you swipe a credit card, it's used to track what's bought.
We do it for every other business except firearms.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James says to help stop the flow of illegal guns, that has to change. A standards board can do it, but New York City Comptroller Brad Lander says the problem is
that happens through a vote that includes the credit card companies.
A push for the change has been rejected. Among those who oppose any such code, the NRA, which says the information could be used to list whose guns should be taken away. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The South Carolina House has approved a bill that outlaws abortion except in the cases of pregnancies caused by rape or incest. The chamber initially rejected the bill without the exceptions by 8 votes, but once Republicans saw the outcome, they quickly went back through a number of procedures and votes to bring the bill back from the brink of failure. The bill has one more procedural vote before it goes to the state Senate. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.